Hello and welcome to the Money Marketing Podcast and welcome to this special series of Weekend Essay Podcasts. Join us as we delve into the personal narratives of our editorial team, exploring the intersection of life experiences and financial advice. From triumphs to setbacks, each episode offers a candid glimpse into the journeys that shape our perspectives on money management. Get ready to uncover the human side of finance as we share our stories, insights, and lessons learned along the way. Welcome to the Weekend Essays on the Money Marketing Podcast.
Keeping an open mind on equity release. During lockdown, I was obsessed with buying bits of beaten up antique furniture on eBay. My aim was to make these pieces beautiful again, not to spend lots of money on perfectly preserved specimens of the past. A Georgian sideboard I got dirt cheap from a retiring antique dealer looked brilliant at first. I marvelled at the craftsmanship of the inlay around the drawers and vowed not to do anything but a wax and polish. But as I opened a door, there was an ugly crunching sound, then a chunk of wood broke away from the side. Someone had made a bad repair on the inside using superglue, just at the point where the door hinge was connected, and it could no longer support the weight of the door. That's why it had been priced so keenly. I did a sturdy repair using some filler, the Sapel veneer and wood glue. I ebonized the sideboard, changed the handles, and added a couple of ornate brass decorative trellises, all originals from the 19th century. You can't see the repair now, and the sideboard looks slightly grander, like something from the French Empire. I'm happy, even though I lost some of the original detail due to the botched repair. I've used some terrible brands of superglue over the years. Some stick your fingers together as soon as the lid is off, while others couldn't stick a stamp to an envelope. But good old superglue in general has been a godsend when my kids' school art creations have fallen apart on the way home and tears have been imminent. It's not suitable for a piece of antique furniture, but that doesn't make it a bad product. One advisor told me years ago that no financial product is inherently bad, and I was reminded of that recently when I wrote an article about equity release. It's fair to say I've never been a big fan of equity release. When I started at Money Marketing 24 years ago, it struck me as being a better deal for the provider than the consumer. That view stuck with me for years because equity release wasn't a market I wrote about much, and it was really newsworthy for positive reasons. Last year's FCA review of later life mortgages indicated the market still has problems. This review, to quote the FCA, prompted the removal or amendment of almost 400 misleading promotions. In many cases, advice did not meet the standards expected. There was a lack of evidence that sufficient consideration of consumers' individual circumstances had been given, and advice lacked discussion of alternatives. As with any review of this nature, the FCA's focus is on the market's weaknesses and failings, but it does acknowledge that lifetime mortgages are also functioning as they should in some cases, a narrative we hear less frequently. Craig Brown, Chief Executive of Legal & General Home Finance, told me, "The lifetime mortgage industry has evolved significantly over the years by offering more solutions for changing customer needs. For example, the introduction of our optional payment lifetime mortgage gave customers increased flexibility to better manage the interest on their loan." Being out of touch with equity release, I didn't realise mandatory payment periods were now an option as a way of managing the interest that is payable over time, or how much effort the equity release market has put in to prioritise the consumer. The market has been strengthened by the introduction of greater protections to give customers confidence, such as the industry standards implemented by the Equity Release Council, Brown told me. My chat with Sue Reed, Risk, Policy and Compliance Manager at the Equity Release Council, was illuminating. She explained that the council has implemented consumer protections, such as the ability to make overpayments as a right, the requirement to take independent legal advice, and the no negative equity guarantee, meaning lenders have no right to ask beneficiaries for any shortfall if the amount owed exceeds the property value. It's a world away from the image of equity release that I grew up with as a financial journalist. For the right person, it could make a real difference to the kind of life they lead, but many people still don't quite trust the market. Ian Cooper, Commercial and Partnerships Director at Equity Release Introducers Sun Life, told me that despite past reputational challenges, the industry is making strides towards transparency and accountability. However, there's a still lingering caution among consumers, often fueled by misconceptions, he added. As part of its Well Spent report, Sun Life interviewed more than 2,000 people over 50. Most, 85%, were aware of Equity Release, but just 4% fully understood how it works. Perhaps if more people did, they'd also understand that they don't necessarily have to struggle financially through later life. Asset rich and cash poor is something of a cliche now, but it really does describe some people's finances. A woman my auntie knows is a widowed pensioner, rattling around alone in a four-bedroom house and afraid to put the heating on in case she can't pay the bill. She won't sell the house to downsize because the place is filled with memories of her late husband and it's where she brought up her kids. I don't know if Equity Release would be a suitable option for her or whether there are other alternatives that would be better, but in her shoes I'd certainly want to know what all my options were. I'd want my advisor to consider everything available to me, as that would give me the peace of mind that advisors often talk about. Successive interest rate rises may have made Equity Release currently more expensive and less appealing, so people have been turning away from it or delaying going ahead with it. But that is a problem with our current economic environment rather than Equity Release itself. So let's keep an open mind on it.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of our weekend essay series. We do hope that you enjoyed it. Please do keep up to date with all our new releases via Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you get your podcasts from. You can also keep up to date with all our new content published on the Money Marketing website, as well as our print edition Money Marketing magazine, so make sure to subscribe. Follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. See you next time.